you know, there was a game that ebbed and flowed. It wasn't very different from Mayo the week before. It was really end-to-end stuff. I think it was all about passages of play here. One side would dominate, then the other side would take control and dominate for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And I think our lads stuck in. You know, they never died in the game. And I think just there was a lot of kind of unpretty stuff going on, a lot of off the ball stuff, pushing and shoving from day one. And you know, as we were saying yesterday, Austin, the Kerry were setting that tempo with us. We were sitting on 6 points, going down playing a good brand of football. That was never going to be something we wanted to do. So it was coming from Derry. It looked probably from a neutral looking in, both teams was at it, but I definitely, you know, suggest that Kerry brought that to it. And there was a lot of ugly scenes, and black cards and red cards were always going to follow, and it definitely disrupted our play. But you know, you think you know a lot about football going forward, and I'm sure Rory Gallagher will say that was a learning process for us in terms of how we react to provocations.
And Brendan, there's a lot been made of the incidents that took place yesterday, particularly in the national media today and the same last night with the sending offs, Leo McLoone and Fitzgerald, who was involved in an incident with Neil McGee. Are they making too much of it, do you think?
I suppose that's for, you know, guys to decide on, you know, if there's any action to be taken after, whether it warrants it. I would be less concerned that those two incidents have been highlighted and more about the general attitude of people in the game. And you know, you gotta just think, you know, it's all right saying that it's a man's game. A lot of kids watching that, and a lot of kids obviously watch it on TV, and very ugly stuff going on. And I think, you know, Kinsland, maybe he had his opportunity early on to stamp his authority in the game, because it was from the very off, from the throw-in, basically it started. And, you know, people, I know it's difficult on them, but really, you know, he has to get a grip of the two teams, you know, get captains, and realising that there's a lot of crap going to get on, and warn players, listen, I'm going to start booking, and we send people off, settle down and play your football. And you just always get the feeling that refs never have that ability. You know, a lot of GA refs don't have that ability to get that control in the game. And see, whatever happens after that, you know, particularly the first half was an ugly game of football. And, you know, it's a pity, because last year was a cracking match down there, and Donegal had been playing brilliantly up into this. And I think Kerry, as I say, you know, you often talk about Ulster teams trying to disrupt teams. If that was Kerry sitting on 6 points and they came up to Donegal and we did that, I think there'd be less of a highlight in Neil McGee and be more highlight in Donegal and their attitude towards football. And because it's Kerry, I'm not feeling that coming through.
And Brendan, I suppose Kinsler did dish out cards, but it didn't really have any sort of effect. But we did see a period in the second half when Donegal got the chance to play football, and they brought it back level from a 4-point deficit. But once Kerry got that goal that we fell asleep on, then they started to bring in that type of tactic again, and we were all back to square one.
Yeah, well, I suppose obviously that is what the black card was supposed to have brought in to do, to kind of stop this carry on. But as yet, you know, you've still got, if teams want to push and shove and push and shove, it is an awkward thing to get around, I must admit. And listen, as I say, it's difficult for Kinsler. He was dishing out cards, but it's as if there's no respect there between people for the ref or his rule in the pitch. And, you know, it's all right, I suppose, to cough up a couple of blacks. Everybody can get a yellow, and then, you know, you watch yourself then on that yellow, and players are probably playing it very close to the rules in terms of, you know, how they're doing that. But certainly our lads, you know, that goal was a real heartbreaker. We had 4 points in a row, and that Crowley goal was a real sucker punch, because it felt at that stage we could maybe take control of the game. And then they, you know, once it switched back to Kerry, then, you know, they obviously had, you know, Brian Sheehan on top form, you know, kicking 8 points, you know, 7 frees. And I think that was the difference between the two teams. Him and Donegal Walsh, you know, put on two brilliant performances.
Rory Gallagher, obviously disappointed with how the game panned out, and obviously disappointed with the result, and that his side didn't kick on and push on when they got it back level. But there has been positives for Donegal coming out of Kerry. Owen Van Gallagher is one of those making his debut, and we've seen how influential and how important Neil Gallagher can be as well, Brendan.
Yeah, that was one of the things. I suppose in the second half, when we had the what you call maybe the old brigade on, you had that experience, and you thought that might have been enough. But then, of course, as we were saying, you have a vast experienced Kerry team that were able to unload their brakes, and you know, even the likes of Barry John Keane and Buckley coming on, and then the Gooch coming on. You know, they've got plenty of talent as well. So, you know, surely Owen Bann, he's a player I like. You know, he made a few bursts in the game, and that's a big part of football now, having somebody can break a game line, and he was able to carry ball, and, you know, for such a young man, you know, coming into a tough game like that, it wasn't the nicest a debut to be involved in, maybe, and I thought he acquitted himself well.
Roscommon's going to be next up for Donegal. Can you see the Westerners coming to Letterkenny and bringing an attitude and a type of game like what Kerry brought to the field yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think there's more football in them. I don't think Roscommon will have that type of cynicism in them, and I hope they don't, actually for the sake of the spectacle. But certainly, coming off a couple of brilliant results here, you know, you talk about Division 2 being very strange with results. It's hard to put the Cork beating Mayo, and then, you know, Mayo giving up the performances they have. Then you have Roscommon coming down and hammering Cork, and then Cork, albeit for one half, giving Dublin a run around. So I think certainly Roscommon will be confident at the minute. They're building towards something there. The good management duo, very shrewd, no more than Mayo's new management duo. So I think that they'll definitely pose us a lot of problems next week, but I think at home our lads will bounce back, because I think what we've seen so far, Donegal have the right attitude and have a full squad available. I think it'll certainly give us a good game, but I expect us to beat them in there, Kenny.